This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about healing and wholeness. Healing is for your body, and wholeness is for your spirit. Healing lasts for years, but wholeness lasts forever. In 1973, I worked at a mission hospital in a remote section of East Africa. The hospital was called Tenwick and was more than 8 hours out of Nairobi by unpaved roads. I performed a 3-month externship learning about tropical medicine and surgery. I scrubbed in surgery, I delivered babies, I gave anesthesia, and I treated patients on the wards. Tenwick was a beds optional hospital. It was chronically overcrowded with 100 beds for 200 patients. There were patients everywhere. Some of them were in the beds, some were under the beds, and many were beside the beds. People didn't care whether they had a bed as long as they received the best treatment. Dr. Ernie Stoury started the hospital many years previously in a single tiny room, and it had grown into a sprawling facility covering several acres. At the entrance to the hospital, there was a sign that said, "Doctors treat and God heals." This was not meant to be a self-effacing billboard. The sign simply stated a fundamental truth that most people overlook. The sign reminded everyone that healing comes from God and is an expression of His love. You can be grateful that God didn't design and create disposable human beings. If that was the case and you became sick or something broke, you'd be tossed on the trash heap. Instead, He placed the power of healing into your body. God meant for you to live a long and fruitful life. He created your body so that it would heal itself thousands of times during your lifetime. God designed healing into your body as an expression of His love. Every time you recover from an illness, you have another reminder that God loves you with an everlasting love. Is it really true that doctors treat and God heals? After practicing medicine for more than 30 years, I'm convinced that this statement is the truth. This doesn't diminish the importance of the work that I do as a physician. It only recognizes that God placed the power of healing into your body. The work that I do as a doctor assists the healing forces that God already has at work. Physicians perform surgery to alter your anatomy in a favorable way so that God's healing power can work its magic. Doctors use medication to alter your physiology in a favorable manner so that healing can occur. As a retina surgeon, I treat and God heals. My job is to help God do His work. Most of what I do is fairly basic. I tilt the anatomy and the physiology of the eye in a favorable direction so that healing can occur. I can't take credit for the healing power that God placed inside the human body. I've used that power to benefit my patients, but I didn't create it. It came straight from God. It's a humbling experience to practice medicine in partnership with God. When I dispense antibiotics to fight infection, the antibiotic tips the balance in the favor of the patient. It gives him a decisive advantage that enables his immune system to fight off infection. The antibiotics are the reinforcements and the ammunition that the body needs to win the battle. Many infections are self-limited and the body can take care of them without outside assistance. We joked about this fact in medical school by reciting the first rule of medicine. That rule is, hurry up and treat the patient before he gets better. On the other hand, infections like meningococcal meningitis are usually fatal if left untreated. Some infections are so virulent that your body can't fight them off without outside help. In these instances, without antibiotics, you would die. But without the body's immune system leading the fight, you would die as well. Both must be present in order for you to survive. I would never do anything to diminish the importance of what we do as physicians, because without our treatments, many of our patients would die or suffer serious complications. Nevertheless, medical and surgical treatments are not what does the healing. They only shift the balance in favor of the healing power that God placed into your body. When I'm seriously ill, I see a doctor. I know that positive thinking and prayer will not cure my illness. My body needs as much help as it can get, So I take the treatment prescribed by my doctor, and then I leave the rest up to God. In medical school, we considered death to be the enemy. If a patient died while we were on duty, there'd be a lot of explaining to do. A patient may die, but hopefully not on our watch. Most people act as if death is the enemy, when in fact death is the final cure for suffering. When you die, suffering and disease are over and you are released from the body that imprisons you. People who have a personal relationship with God don't worry about death, because they know that when they die, they will finally meet their Father face to face, spirit to spirit. For all eternity, they will be free from suffering and disease. No matter how healthy you are or how good you take care of yourself, you're going to die. Doctors may be able to push the day of reckoning into the future by a few years, but still, all of us will eventually have a terminal case of some disease. You would be miserable if you were confined to a worn-out body for eternity. If doctors could keep your body going forever, it would become your own personal hell. There's a t-shirt that says, "I'm 18 years old with 30 years of experience." I love that shirt because it illustrates my human condition. In every age and stage of my life, I have felt in my spirit as if I was 18 years old. Unfortunately, my body can't keep pace with my spirit. In my spirit, I want to sail forever on my catamaran and cruise the islands of the South Pacific. I want to get on my windsurfer and fly across the waves. In my spirit, I want to jump out of airplanes with a parachute on my back. My 50-year-old body doesn't have the same enthusiasm. My body doesn't want to ache. It doesn't want to make any more trips to the hospital for orthopedic surgery. My body loves to watch windsurfing and wave jumping, but there is no way it's going to get radical about sports. It clearly wants to have nothing to do with pain and suffering. Such is the human dilemma. My spirit wants one thing, and my body wants another. That's why Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." No matter what my spirit wants, it's often hard to get my body to go along for the ride. We constantly engage in a peculiar inner dialogue in which we identify with our spirit during certain moments, and at other times we identify with our bodies. Round and round we go, body or spirit, will the real me please stand up? The crux of the matter is this. You must decide if you are only your body or if you are an eternal spirit. If you are only your body and nothing more, you are in trouble, and misery and suffering is your destiny. On the other hand, if you are the spirit that lives inside your body, then you're not only fine, you're on the threshold of a positive adventure that will last for eternity, and the fact that you don't have to drag your old body with you into eternity doesn't make you feel sad. It's the best news that you could ever hear. People who believe they are only their bodies and nothing more have good reason to feel depressed when their body is sick or in a terminal condition. They are in deep trouble, and there is no reason for hope. If their body isn't healed, they're goners. They have no other option besides healing. These are the people who try to put handcuffs on God, and they demand healing because they have no other option. Healing isn't the only option. Wholeness is the other option. No matter how sick your body is, you can still have wholeness in your spirit. You have to decide whether you want healing or wholeness. Healing has been going on since the day you were born and will continue until the moment you die. You have been healed thousands of times without even knowing that you had a disease. God gave you an immune system that works overtime 7 days a week. The fact that you're alive today isn't an accident. It's a miracle of God's love. Healing is as much a part of your life as breathing is. It's one of those miracles that you take for granted. Nevertheless, one day you'll be healed for the last time, and the next time you become sick, you will die. Healing is a temporary blessing that doesn't last forever. It keeps you going for many years, but the end is always in sight. Wholeness is different because it lasts forever. After practicing medicine for more than 30 years, I understand that people want more from life than just being free from disease. They want wholeness. They don't just want their diabetes or cancer to be cured. They want their worry and fear and depression to go away. Physicians have a hard time helping you become a whole person. They're experts at manipulating your anatomy and physiology, but treating your upset mind and heart are largely left up to you. Most physicians don't have the time or resources to deal with such things. Spiritual healing isn't their specialty, and they know it. Fortunately, God is the great physician, and spiritual healing is His unique domain. Secular medicine has little it can offer to reassure you that in the long run, you're going to be fine. In the long run, your body is going to deteriorate, and more problems will accumulate until you die. Physicians are experts at pushing the final reckoning further into the future. They can keep your body alive and extend your suffering indefinitely. What you really need is a doctor who can relieve your suffering and make your spirit whole. Secular medicine ignores the most powerful force in the universe, and that force is God's love. This force does everything that physicians cannot do. It restores wholeness to your heart and mind. Wholeness comes when you open your heart to God's love and find out what it means to live as one of His children. No matter what therapies you've tried in the past, if you've not experienced God's love, you're missing out on the most powerful medicine in the universe. God's love always makes your life better. If you want your body to heal in the quickest possible time, a liberal application of God's love will make it happen faster. If you want to restore wholeness to your heart and mind, nothing does it better than God's love. Wholeness means that you are okay no matter what condition your body is in. You can have any disease and still be whole. You are not your disease. Wholeness means that you are okay in spite of your problems and diseases. Don't put handcuffs on God and demand that He heal you until you're 1,000 years old. Instead, accept the wholeness offered by His unconditional love. No matter what disease you have, wholeness is now within your grasp. Healing without wholeness is like a song that you can't sing. Healing is for your body and wholeness is for your spirit. If you have wholeness in your spirit, then you have everything that you need to have a terrific life now and forever. You have healing that lasts for years and wholeness that lasts forever. People who put handcuffs on God, demanding healing and unwilling to settle for anything less, frequently miss out on wholeness. Their myopic view guarantees a miserable future. If God grants their wish, they will grow very old, very wrinkled, and get very tired of being alive for such a long time. Eventually, they will realize that wholeness beats healing 7 days a week. If you're smart, you won't put handcuffs on God and demand that He heal your body one more time. Instead, you'll go the whole way and allow God's love to restore wholeness to your spirit. You will open your heart and mind to God's love and let the miracle begin. The real problem isn't that your body is sick or that it's going to die. That will happen anyway. The real problem is that you think you are your body and nothing more. Your heart is full of fear. You need to open your heart to God's love and be born spiritually. A liberal application of God's love will bring wholeness to your life. God has a plan for your life that is better than anything you can imagine. Part of that plan is called wholeness. You can have wholeness when an arm or a leg is missing. Your eyes may be blind, but your spirit can have 20/20 vision. You can have wholeness even while you have cancer. Nothing can chase wholeness out of your life when your heart is full of God's love. You have a choice to make: healing or wholeness. If you demand healing and focus only on your body, you will become a miserable person. Someday God will no longer heal your body and it will die. On the other hand, if you focus on wholeness, you become a complete person now as you max out on God's love. Fear, despair, and depression disappear in an ocean of love and you are fine for eternity. Don't try to put handcuffs on God. It will be one of the biggest mistakes you ever make. Open your heart to God's love. meet the Father, and become a whole person with a healthy spirit that lives forever. Now I'm going to give you a positive affirmation that you can use to become a whole person. God designed healing into my body as an expression of His love. Every time I recover from an illness, I have another reminder that God loves me with an everlasting love. I won't put handcuffs on God and demand that He heal me until I am 1,000 years old. Instead, I will accept the wholeness offered by His unconditional love. Healing is for my body, and wholeness is for my spirit. Healing lasts for years, and wholeness lasts forever. I'm okay no matter what condition my body is in. I already have wholeness in my spirit, and I have everything that I need to have a terrific life now and forever.